Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir, killing police officer and a courthouse employee. There's no claim of responsibility for the car bombing, which followed the New Year's shooting rampage at a nightclub in Istanbul where 39 people were killed. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Reports say authorities are looking for and feel like they're close to finding the gunman, who has been at large since the shooting. Top U.S. spy chiefs have testified the evidence is firm that Russia interfered with U.S. presidential election. National Intelligence Director James Clapper spoke before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
President-elect Donald Trump, who has made no secret of admiration for Russian President Vladimir Putin, has said he has serious doubts Russia was involved in the hacking. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says President-elect Trump's administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria and helping end the war. Recommendations came in a memo that Carter, like other cabinet secretaries, prepared to highlight what their departments have achieved during the 8-year presidency of Barack Obama. The documents released along with a letter from Mr. Obama as well. This is VOA News. At least 9 people were killed. It happened when a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria. It was the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week. Ceasefire in Syria appeared fragile even before this attack as government forces escalated their offensive near the capital, Damascus, and a coalition of rebel groups said they would suspend their participation in a preliminary peace talk set for later this month. Ceasefire excludes extremist targets, including rebel-held territory on the outskirts of Damascus. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus will resume reunification talks on Monday after negotiations broke down last month. The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders agreed to meet in Geneva to discuss the state of negotiations and to exchange views on how to move forward in the interest of reaching a comprehensive settlement as soon as possible. Talks are aimed at drafting an agreement on how much territory each side will control in an envisioned federation. A rising tide of automation and some trade deals have cost the United States millions of manufacturing jobs in recent years. Meantime, U.S. companies can't find enough technical people with technical skills to fill critical jobs. Many advanced nations are using apprenticeships, but the U.S. has cut them sharply. VOA's Jim Randall reports a U.S. shipbuilding company is using old school techniques that blend classwork and practical experience to build a high-tech force.
Apprentices, including Jordan Lacey, are helping to build the USS New Jersey.
It starts as a pile of pieces, and when it leaves, it's a finished unit.
The first-year apprentice at Newport News Shipbuilding also worked on a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier and looks forward to switching from paper plans to computer drawings.
How about a machinist? What's a machinist do?
He can learn design and other skills in class. The apprentice school's more than 700 students are paid company employees.
I think it's an education with a purpose, really.
Former apprentice Everett Jordan is director of education and says mixing classroom and practical training pays off. More than shipbuilding goes on here as apprentices learn many skills, including computer modeling. Jim Randall, VOA News, Newport News, Virginia.
U.S. President-elect Trump is criticizing Japan's Toyota company, the world's largest automaker, for its plans to build its Corolla cars in Mexico and then sell them in the U.S. In a message on Twitter, Mr. Trump wrote, "No way," he went on to write, "build plant in U.S. or pay big border tax." So far, Toyota has not responded.
That's the latest world news from VOA.